Ladies and gentlemen, Admiral Patrick Walsh, General Richard Cody, Deputy Secretary Gordon England, and Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I invite you to join me in prayer. Eternal God, thank you for the privilege we have to stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We are inheritors of a legacy of excellence in caregiving in the Capital area. This standard of excellence now provides an exciting stage which is full of promise, possibilities, and potential as we break ground here this day for the future Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. We pray for your continued blessings. Continue to bless us by honoring the sacrifices of our predecessors, by molding us into one team realizing one vision, a world-class premier medical center that will be a model and a beacon light for our national peers and a place of healing for all of our beneficiaries. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Gordon England, Deputy Secretary of Defense.
Mr. President, distinguished guests all, and our most distinguished guest, the wounded warriors and their families, welcome. This is a special day for me and an especially great honor, first to represent the Secretary of Defense, to introduce the President of the United States. And I always enjoy any opportunity to be with the magnificent men and women who serve our country. President Bush has consistently demonstrated his commitment to freedom and to ensuring that those who have earned this freedom for us are guaranteed the very best care and benefits. President Bush, I know that you and your gracious wife, Laura, have made countless trips to Walter Reed, here at Bethesda, and to other medical facilities around the country. You spend hours at the bedside of wounded warriors, providing strong encouragement and comfort to them and to their families during their difficult times. Over the last nearly 8 years, you have shown time and time again that you are a man of great compassion, and our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines know that their Commander-in-Chief cares deeply and very personally for their health, safety, and well-being. No one has been a greater champion for the men and women of our armed forces. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege and honor to introduce our Commander-in-Chief and my boss's boss and a great American, President George Bush. Mr. President.
Thank you all. Thank you very much, Deputy Secretary England, for that generous introduction. I am so honored to be here at Bethesda National Naval Medical Center. This is often called the President's Hospital. The reason why is this is where the President gets medical care, but I'm relieved today not to be on the treadmill, weighing in, and getting a blood test. I also will tell you that the care that the President gets here is extraordinary. I'm so excited to be here for what is a grand occasion. This is a big deal. The breaking ground of a new joint medical facility for the men and women of our armed forces. Thank you all for joining us. In a few years, the current campus at Walter Reed will close. Many of its services will be relocated to the new complex here on the grounds at Bethesda. The two hospitals will be merged into one central campus, which will be called the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. This new center, wounds will be healed, medical knowledge will be advanced, lives will be rebuilt, and those who wear our nation's uniform will be reminded that they have the enduring gratitude of the American people. I thank all who serve Walter Reed and Bethesda. I love being with the healers and caregivers and incredibly compassionate people who makes our current facility successful and will make this new center a great success. Congressman, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're proud that this new facility is in your congressional district. Thank you for working hard to see this vision become a reality. Lieutenant Governor, proud to be with you. This man wears the uniform of the United States military, and I'm proud to be with this veteran and now public servant for the state of Maryland. members of the administration who are here, thank you all for coming. Chaplain York, thanks for the blessings. And all those who wear the uniform, thanks for sacrificing for the country. This morning we gather in a place that was chosen by another president to be the site of a world-class naval hospital. When President Franklin Roosevelt dedicated Bethesda in the early years of World War II, he placed this facility on the front lines of what he called the battle against disease, disability, and death. The military surgeons and nurses and scientists and technicians, he said, are anonymous heroes of this war. More than six decades later, our nation is engaged in a very different battle for our freedom, yet our success still relies on these anonymous heroes, the healers who care for the troops, those troops who keep the American people safe. In this new war, giving our troops the care they deserve requires cutting-edge medical facilities, and that is what this new medical center will provide. When the construction is complete, this facility will encompass 345 beds and 6.7 million square feet. It will join the resources of the Army, Navy, and Air Force and make it easier for medical professionals in all three services to collaborate and care for the patients. Our troops and their families will no longer have to travel between Bethesda and Walter Reed to see multiple specialists. The new complex will also benefit from the good work of the Dole Shalala Wounded Warriors Commission, which has issued recommendations for modernizing and improving our military health care system. Those recommendations will provide a strong foundation for effective, accountable care here at the new Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. This new medical center will be a place of healing. Every day, our military doctors and nurses and medical staff demonstrate their immense skill and their caring hearts. You soothe the pain and fear of patients. You console families who keep constant vigil over their loved ones. You share the joy of a neurology patient's first recovered words and an amputee's first steps. When required, you can show tough love. But you also like to remind patients that laughter is the best medicine. And we look forward to the day when the joy of recovery echoes through the halls of a new medical facility that will be built here. This new medical center will be a place of innovation. Major Walter Reed was the Army doctor who found that yellow fever is transmitted by mosquitoes, a discovery that has saved countless lives. The new institution bearing his name will continue his legacy of life-saving research. Today, our nation's military doctors are revolutionizing how we approach traumatic brain injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, and amputee care. In many fields, you are far ahead of civilian medicine. And when Bethesda and Walter Reed merge into one campus across from the National Institutes of Health, this will be the site of many more promising breakthroughs that will benefit not only our troops, but all mankind. This new medical center will be a place of compassion. At Bethesda and Walter Reed, volunteers organize holiday celebration, poker nights, and field trips. They distribute care packages from thousands of Americans who want to show their gratitude for our troops. Recently, school children from New York made pillows for soldiers at Walter Reed and sent letters along with the gifts. The children wrote, "You are everyone's hero. Thank you for fighting for our freedom." At this new center, the Americans who fight for our freedom will get the compassion and support they deserve. This new medical center will be a place of courage. Our wounded warriors show that while the human body is fragile, the human spirit is strong. Anybody who has met the wounded at Walter Reed and Bethesda cannot help but be incredibly impressed by the courage and sacrifice of our troops. Recently, I saw the strength in a young Air Force staff sergeant named Scott Lilly. Scott was serving in Iraq when an IED left him with a severe brain injury. I think it was last 4th of July that you came to the White House. Yeah, I was one who felt like this guy had no chance. And yet, the doctors here use state-of-the-art technology and aggressive treatment to get Scott better. Their perseverance paid off, and so is his. Welcome he and his mom and dad to the Oval Office the other day. He was more eloquent than I was, which isn't all that hard. He drives a car, he goes to baseball games, he loves to joke. His doctor calls Scott's recovery miraculous, and thanks to the extraordinary care he received at Bethesda, as well as his own extraordinary resolve, he is now back on active duty in the Air Force, and we are glad you're here. The greatest privilege of serving as president is to be the commander-in-chief of such an extraordinary group of men and women who wear our nation's uniform. And I'm pleased to help start construction of a new hospital that will continue to provide the excellent care our troops deserve. It is fitting that this new facility be built in a place called Bethesda, which draws its name from the biblical pool of healing. It is there that a lame man was made to walk and was dispatched with the words, "Behold, thou art made whole." I pray that this will be the site of many miracles of healing, where the lame will walk again, where broken bodies will be made whole, and where you'll always know that you're in our prayers and in the hearts of the American people. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless our country.
We now invite the official party and members of our groundbreaking party to move forward to prepare for the ceremonial groundbreaking.
Hold on, Hold. Andy, please.